Proclamation number 7685 of 31st of August, 1960. Justification of God's address. So strengthen yourselves with my word, which again and again sounds to you from above, and which again and again proves my love to you. For again and again I want to supply you with strength. I want to illuminate the path for you which leads to me, into my kingdom where there is light and life and bliss. But without my supply of strength you will find it difficult to travel this path, because it leads upwards and requires strength. And because I know about my children's weakness, I come to you again and again and speak to you, and then my strength flows into you and you can continue your pilgrimage strengthened again. You are all pilgrims who walk through this earthly life. You are on the way home, on the way to your Father's house. But often you don't know this. Often you humans walk through the valley of life without thinking of your aim. And then I have to draw your attention to this aim, so that your earthly path will not remain an idle one, so that you will depart at the end in the same state as it was at the beginning of your embodiment as a human being. And therefore you should know where you have come from and where you should go. And thus I speak to you, you hear my word, I inform you of my will and give you information about the meaning and purpose of your embodiment as a human being. If you remain completely ignorant, you will not evaluate your earthly life correctly and it will have been lived in vain. And so that no wrong knowledge is conveyed to you, I myself, who am truth and life, instruct you. For I want to give you eternal life, and you can only gain it if you are instructed in the truth and then lead your earthly life in accordance with this truth. And this is my purpose in speaking to you, for with my word you also receive the strength to live out my word and fulfill my will. And then you will also be assured of eternal life. Then you will only take your short earthly path as a human being in order to mature and then enter the spiritual kingdom in perfection when the hour of your departure from this earth has come. I want to strengthen you, for you are powerless without my help. For your soul has to be given food and drink so that it will mature during its time on earth and transform itself into a being of light. For this time on earth is only short, and I sometimes call it off before the time when I deem it necessary. But it can also mature in a short time if it makes good use of the blessings which flow to it as evidence of my love. I want to win my living creation's love, and therefore I also want to prove myself to them as a loving father. But a father speaks to his children, he makes his will known to them, he imparts strength to them, he stands by their side and guides and supports them so that they can also travel the path upwards. And thus I also want to guide my children and make their ascent easy, for I want them to reach the aim, I want them to come to me and remain with me forever. And therefore I will come to you again and again as soon as I only see your will that you want to hear me. And I will always put my will into your heart, I will tell you what you should do in order to become blessed, and I will also tell you, my servants, what work you should do, who want to be active in my vineyard as my faithful servants. All of you need only turn to me and desire to hear my voice. And it will sound to you, because this is my will, that you are always united with me and start nothing without having asked me for advice and having asked for my blessing. And you will always walk under my care on this earth. Every day will be a blessing for you and bring blessings to all who surround you. For as soon as you yourselves are connected to me, my strength flows into you. 8/31, 1960. and you will be able to radiate it again. You will also show your neighbor the path to me. You will always endeavor to convey the strength of my word to them too. You will not be able to help but speak of me, and I will reward you with my blessing. Amen.